This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Salad Rail and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Clinton, the spawn of Hillary, and really the fake child that she had to cover up the fact that she's a lesbian and that her marriage to Bill is just a total sham and a political partnership, was busted spreading some fake news about President Trump over the weekend, and after she got called out by Piers Morgan, she issued an apology which was almost as bad as the fake news itself. The fake news originated with Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who went on an extensive Twitter rant saying that the president couldn't bring himself to shake the hand of a small handicapped boy who just wanted to be touched by the president when the president came out to give a speech about the victims of Obamacare and met with some of them. Her Twitter rampage began, "My mother used a wheelchair. I witnessed people uncomfortable around her disability, but if they had a shred of decency, they got over it." So yes, that clip of Trump looking deliberately, she says, over a disabled child's head, ignoring his outstretched hand, has touched me on the raw. That man occupies the most powerful office in the free world, and his daily outrages against civilized norms are having a corrosive effect. How stunning and how horrible that Trump could not bring himself to shake the hand of a small boy who only wanted to touch the president. So Chelsea Clinton retweeted this fake news, which I will debunk for you in just a second, to the almost 2 million morons who follow her on Twitter, thus further spreading it across social media. First of all, here's the president when he first came out to give his remarks. And you can see one of the first things he did was greet the small child. Right there talking with him. Having him look like a cold conversation. Then he came over, says hello to some of the other kids. And then, see, look, shaking the boy, the other boy's hands. Then he takes the podium.
Well, thank you very much.
So what happened here is the anti-Trump idiots on the internet, again, took an isolated clip and totally misrepresented what was happening and started spreading it around the internet at the very end of the president's speech when he is greeting some of the families again. You can see the little boy here isn't trying to shake the president's hand. The boy has a little Secret Service patch that was given to him, and he's showing it to the president. Hey, look at what I got. Look what I got. So not only did the president greet the boy, which was the first thing that he did when he came out onto the stage, but the little boy wasn't even trying to shake his hand. He was just showing the president his new Secret Service patch. You can see it right here in his hand. He's just showing him what he's got. Oh, it gets even better. The boy's mother then took to Facebook and wrote, if someone can please get a message to J.K. Rowling. Trump didn't snub my son, and Monty wasn't even trying to shake his hand. One, he's three, and handshaking is not his thing. And two, he was showing off his newly acquired Secret Service patch. Thanks. Surprisingly, Piers Morgan, who I think hopefully has left the United States and went back to England, has been calling out the insanity on the left and called out J.K. Rowling being a fellow Brit and called out Chelsea Clinton. And then Chelsea Clinton deleted the retweet and issued this insane apology. Hello, Piers. I hadn't seen the full video until now. I removed the retweet. And the president should have shaken the boy's hand at the end. What the hell kind of an apology is that? This creature, Chelsea, who has a dog's name, by the way, is just like her evil mother, in that she can't even apologize when she does something ridiculously wrong. After the pig demon Rosie O'Donnell started bullying Trump's young 10-year-old son, Barron, Chelsea appeared to come to his aid and made headlines for supposedly defending him when she said, "Barron Trump deserves the chance every child does, to be a kid." Standing up for a kid also means opposing the president's policies that hurt kids. What the hell kind of defense is that? You're using the president's kid to attack the president, you despicable donkey. What else can we expect from a creature that was birthed by Hillary Clinton, I guess? I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gun violence has been on a rampage, as we know firsthand and we know painfully.
A man who had been fired from his job about a year or so began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street. He killed one person and at least 9 other people were shot, and some may have been shot accidentally by police officers.
Because frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence, and they're not using AK-47s, they're using cheap handguns. And so what can we do to intervene?
When he turned the door handle, I shot toward him with my mom's gun, and it hit him right here in the arm.
After she shot Jones in the shoulder, he ran out of the bathroom and through this door.
A comprehensive strategy. Part of it is seeing if we can get automatic weapons that kill folks in amazing numbers.
The assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. An agent pulled an Uzi submachine gun out of a briefcase.
We joke sometimes about how, you know, Malia's getting the age now and boys start calling. I always talk about how one of the main incentives for running again was continuing Secret Service protections. So that they're men with guns around at all times.
We're 30 minutes from law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there wasn't anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan, and the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory. They have to have a CHL. We approve them.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool with my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
The latest limousine, known as the Beast, thanks to 8-inch thick armor plating, Remington shotguns are close at hand.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law, and then we got defeated. Then Dianne Feinstein went to town on it and did a great job.
I know the urge to arm yourself because that's what I did. I was trained in firearms. I'd walk to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
The Justice Department is basically guilty of allowing weapons to kill Americans and Mexicans. So will you agree to cooperate with that investigation both on the House and Senate side?
We'll certainly cooperate with all the investigations, but I'm going to take great exception to what you just said. The notion that somehow or other this Justice Department is responsible for those deaths that you mentioned, that assertion is offensive. And I want to tell you that...
But what if it's accurate, Mr. Attorney General?
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's August 1st, 2017. Roger Stone has a headline on InfoWars.com, an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Seth Rich was partying with Imran Awan on the night of his murder. Trump confidant claims link between DNC staffer death and disgraced Wasserman Schultz aide. Now, remember, it was Roger Stone last Tuesday that broke the fact that Priebus was definitely out by the end of the week and that General Kelly was in the front running to be that chief of staff. I also talked to Stone on and off air last week, and he said, I don't think Scaramucci is going to survive these tirades with these reporters. And, of course, now we know that he was baited by fake emails, spoofing reporters' emails to manipulate him into that. Folks have to understand the dirty tricks we're dealing with. Separately, so the top story on CNN right now, the black detective from New York who was originally hired by the family and who I did see on Fox News talk about some of the suspicions he had is now saying that was edited deceptively, and he sued News Corp, Fox News. Lawsuit claims Fox News and Trump supporter created fake story about killing of DNC staffer Seth Rich. You know what's funny is we're going to go back to the clips of him where it looks like he's pretty clear about what he's saying. But regardless, now he's claiming that it's tied to some Republican donor and to Trump and the rest of this. And a lot of people are changing their stories. But you're not even supposed to question a guy shot multiple times in the back. And it's the most hateful thing you can do, according to CNN, MSNBC, the Democratic Party, when it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz on video threatening the Capitol Police that if they keep investigating, you're not going to like what happens. That clip's coming up here in just a moment. We've got Roger Stone on the line via Skype. But I don't know what happened with Seth Rich, but I know it deserves to be investigated, and that's not an evil thing. That's not a bad thing. And you've got the whole Democratic Party not letting Homeland Security in over a two-year period into their computers. And you've got all these foreign nationals involved with the highest level security clearances and who also don't have security clearances interfacing. Something's going on here. And I saw the family at first in the news saying our son was shot, this needs to be investigated. I saw them on television. I read their quotes. And then a week or so later, the Democratic Party top crisis manager, bills himself as the top guy, is in there managing it, saying it's insane to question anything, move along in national television going, some young kid gets shot and it's a big national news story, move along. But then WikiLeaks said, we don't give away our sources, but yes, we're basically saying Seth Rich was our source. So it's highly suspicious. But this is how they changed the subject off of the WikiLeaks, off of the DNC emails, off of what's in them. They're not denying those are real emails about rigging debates, rigging polls, intimidating people, sending people to Trump rallies to get women beat up, to blame Trump, on and on and on. They just keep changing the subject. Where you hate the family of Seth Rich, if you even talk about it. I have nothing against the family of Seth Rich, but if we're questioning the Democratic Party, a bunch of known liars, that is the default position, and they act like something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Let's play the Debbie Wasserman Schultz clip of her just a month ago threatening the D.C. police concerning these brothers, these Pakistani brothers, with the highest level clearances by the Democrats when the feds couldn't even get into their computers, getting paid three times what they were supposed to, and this, and then all these laptops and things disappearing, and then the DNC threatening the D.C. police, give us these laptops or you're really going to regret what happens. Here it is.
It is not, under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way, and should expect that there would be consequences.
And that's the lady over his paycheck who in her position controls the Democratic Party, who controls D.C., directly saying you better basically stop these investigations. Now let's go ahead and go to a clip of Colonel Schaefer talking about these brothers last week on Fox News. Here it is.
So that's why the Capitol Hill police rolled in saying there's something wrong here. And now the FBI has rolled in. And let me give you the big takeaway here. It looks like a foreign intelligence service may be the recipient of all this and something called the Muslim Brotherhood. So,
whoa. The Muslim Brotherhood. Debbie, they're going to really say it's conspiracy theory
really
now.
Really conspiracy now. But that's where apparently all this has been going. And law enforcement, that's why the FBI is now investigating beyond the
waterfall. Well, these brothers have been kicking around Capitol Hill in various capacities for IT,
right.
But they essentially were blacklisted by most of the other Democrats, correct?
Right.
But yet she gave them a home.
She gave
very
them a home.
Interesting.
And they actually suspended most of their access in February of this year, and she kept them on anyway. So
she's just a very nice person.
Apparently
it's a jobs program over there at the DNC.
$300,000 being kicked over to Pakistan finally was the straw that broke the camel's back.
But his wife is gone. She's safely over there in Pakistan. Keep covering it for us. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, thank you so much. Right.
Now, joining us from Los Angeles, California, is Roger Stone via Skype to break this down. His new story that he's quoted in at Infowars.com from his D.C. sources that we are investigating, reportedly has Seth Rich at the Democrat Party with these same individuals the night he dies. And all we're saying is one of these brothers is caught trying to flee the country at the airport. You got all this swirling around it. The feds wanted to investigate what was happening inside of the DNC computers. They wouldn't let them more than 20 times. This deserves to be investigated. Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be with you and welcome back. It's really extraordinary because not only does Deborah Wasserman Schultz, who happens to be my congresswoman, the district that I live in Florida, threatened the Capitol Hill police chief over the seizure of evidence from her office. But after she is well aware that the investigation has been launched, she changes the classification of the Awan brothers from consultant to a House of Representative employees to ensure that they continue to have access to the House of Representatives computer system. This seems to me to be, a crime. This is part of an ongoing conspiracy, and now she's a co-conspirator. And I think this is, while being ignored by the mainstream media as very best they can, not making the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, this is a cover-up of extraordinary magnitude. As it relates to the Seth Rich murder, I agree with you. Mr. Rich headed a division of the Democratic National Committee from which documents were clearly stolen. We now know from William Binney and Ray McGovern and others in an extraordinary piece published last week that the evidence shows that the documents were never hacked but were downloaded to thumb drives and removed from the DNC. So the entire question of hacking of the DNC by the Russians, that's false. Guccifer 2.0, that now appears to be false, is falling apart, and the Democrats are desperate to distract from the connection between the Awan brothers and the now more than 30 members of Congress that gave access to their computer systems to these two Pakistanis, who, by the way, Alex, seem to have scant IT experience, raising the question of maybe this perhaps was a Pakistani or governmental operation and the Awans were just fronting. Key point. No member of Congress will step forward to testify against the brothers. None of them will go public, including Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Is this a blackmail operation, or are we not criticizing because it's politically incorrect?
Let's expand on that. If you go back to 9/11, it was in major newspapers at the time that the FBI said it's as if Al-Qaeda had people at the top of the FBI. Well, we know with people like the man heading up the witch hunt right now, Mueller, he has major contacts with the Democratic Party. His law firm gives 99.8% of their money to the Democrats. They get massive money from the Saudis, the Pakistanis. He's the guy that had the FBI in his 10-year tenure take radical Islam off of the list of terror groups when they are responsible for 99% of terror. And then we ask, why is the Muslim Brotherhood being backed in the Arab Spring? Why is Al-Qaeda and ISIS being backed? Why? Why is Hillary staying in the same bed as Uma Abedin and her Islamic family? Why is a Islamic woman leading the feminist movement now in the country, teaching women to wear burqas? Why is USA Today saying wear burqas if you're a feminist? Why is it everywhere? Why is everything Islamified? Why, when I tune into Trevor Noah or John Oliver, anybody that's attacking me, they say Jones is scum. He claims Muslims are involved in crime and that Muslims are unvetted and that some Muslims have diseases, when it's a fact that they're pouring in with TB. It's a fact they're pouring in with crime. Just look at Europe. This is the untouchable God group, and it looks like they just infiltrated our wide-open government. I mean, the owner of Chobani Yogurt, he's on the New York Federal Reserve Board that runs our country. It's more powerful than President Trump. that's checkmaking Trump with all of these interest rate hikes, battling him. This is just absolutely incredible how infiltrated we really are and how it just gets worse and worse. And now school lunches, not just here but in Europe, are saying no pork served in the schools because of the Muslims. I mean, they are God.
Well, Alex, they're attacking you because you've been very effective about raising this issue in the consciousness of the American people. I know they want to cut InfoWars.com off. I know they want to limit our reach to the American people, but they're not going to be successful. And they're attacking you relentlessly because you have raised the profile of this very important issue. I want to address also the question of Anthony Scaramucci, which you raised in the opening here, because I think it's most important. Turns out that Scaramucci is a political suicide bomber. Yes, he may have blown himself up, but he took out two rhino whistling moles in the Trump White House, those being Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer. I have now determined, absolutely positive, that Rod Rosenstein, the number two man at the Justice Department, the man who on his own volition decided to appoint the Lord High Executioner Robert Mueller as a special counsel to investigate a matter in which there is no evidence of crime, the Russian collusion delusion, that Mr. Priebus is the one who directed the hiring of Mr. Rosenstein, and he did so on the recommendation of Congressman Elijah Cummings,
wow,
Democrat of Baltimore. He has saddled the president with an ass in the bosom, with an assassin who will cook up any kind of phony allegation against our president in an attempt to remove it.
And now we know why Cummings is always running around slobbering and drooling over Rosenstein, and why he's been on the news saying who he would accept as a new FBI director and who he wouldn't, because he's been burrowed into this whole thing when he's one of the most politically discredited, corrupt, partisan manipulators out there.
And if you will look carefully at Mr. Cummings' filings with the Federal Election Commission from his re-election campaign, you will see that he's violating the law, essentially living off of his campaign committee and being reimbursed handsomely for travel expenses in a completely illegal and improper way. Let me put it another way. If Mr. Cummings were a Hispanic Republican, he would be in jail right now. We've seen the same thing with Maxine Waters, where she pressures the government to bail out a bank without disclosing that she and her husband own shares of that bank, that her husband is on the board of directors of the bank. Again, if she were a Hispanic Republican, she would be in prison right now.
And let's talk about Wasserman Schultz, though. White women also seem to have this, like Hillary, this invincibility card, because they can play the gender. I mean, look at Wasserman Schultz and how she's involved with the DNC, controlling the District of Columbia and threatening the police with their funding if they keep investigating the computers and don't hand stuff over. I mean, this group of people is lawless. And Maxine Waters, according to the FBI and others, is the most corrupt member of Congress who's never been prosecuted.
Fortunately, Owen Scheuer was the first to identify the candidacy of Omar Navarro, a hard-charging young reformer who is going to make history in that district. I was with Omar last night. I went there voluntarily to help in a fundraiser. We raised about $25,000, which is small potatoes compared to what Maxine Waters has. But there's a sea change coming. Watch this campaign and this district very, very carefully, Alex. Final point, and this needs to be made. My sources at Fox and my sources in the White House tell me that the lawsuit filed by the black private investigator, former D.C. police officer, is completely and totally bogus. This man's changed his tune so many times, it's hard to keep up with the truth. He is the one who said that the D.C. police destroyed the computer or lost the computer of Seth Rich. He is the one who said there was a cover-up. Now he's saying he never said those things. I expect this lawsuit to be dismissed summarily.
Well, certainly it looks like perfect PR for the Democrats right now, whoever's behind this, to kind of smokescreen the larger issues as more comes out about the murder shot in the back of Seth Rich that we're not going to shut up about. Thanks, Roger Stone. Roger's now officially with InfoWars. InfoWars.com is the most hated news site by global tyrants in the world. Keep spreading it. Stay hated.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and you know, the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way. and should expect that there will be consequences.
Here's the headline. Wasserman Schultz under pressure to testify on ex-ITA complaint filed. We've now got filings in Congress by members of Congress calling for larger hearings on criminal activity by Obama, Hillary, Bill Clinton, James Comey. The list goes on and on. This is a headline out of Fox News. Wasserman Schultz under pressure to testify on ex-ITA complaint filed. Democratic Rep. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is coming under mounting pressure to explain why she kept an IT aide on the payroll for months after a criminal investigation was revealed, facing calls from Republicans to testify, as well as a newly filed ethics complaint. And now, of course, they've caught one of those aides trying to flee the country. This on top of them finding laptops shoved in behind some books in a crevice. And the Capitol Police investigated, and it's the master files for the DNC. And, of course, we know who was in control of that. His name's Seth Rich. He got gunned down, shot in the back. That's an unsolved murder. But now in America, that's called being a conspiracy theorist. They have headlines out there that I'm hatefully attacking the family, and so is Sean Hannity, for even questioning this. Now, it's almost like we killed Seth Rich. It's like questioning Sandy Hook when they lied about babies in incubators and their brains bashed out and so many other fake events that my listeners questioned Sandy Hook. We questioned it. And now it's all over the news every day. He's the one that hates the children at Sandy Hook. He's the one that hates the families. He's the one. And the few mental patients that come up to me on the street, they go, how dare you not care about those kids? They don't care about the million dead Iraqis from sanctions. They don't care about all the other lies, the Arab Spring, the hundreds of thousands of dead Christians funded and supported by Obama and Hillary. They don't care about Libya, the failed state. They don't care about the civil war started by our government in Ukraine. They don't care about the tens of millions of aborted babies. They don't care about babies kept alive and their body parts sold, according to the Associated Press. They keep them alive till they harvest their organs. They get them out of mama in a partial birth, keep the baby alive, harvest it. They don't care about that. They morally get upset when CNN tells them to. Of course we're questioning, and we're going to go on questioning until we get to the bottom of all of these events. But she's the Democrat rep over funding of D.C. And she's in there telling the police that you're going to pay. The full clip, she threatens them. It goes on and on. We play the clip many times. If they don't hand over these laptops that are already the subject of criminal investigation, these brothers that are under criminal investigation, you've got a murder in the middle of this, and she's telling the police, you better watch it. And they're telling all of us, you better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. You better keep your mouth shut, or we're going to come after you. You drop Seth Rich, and you drop these brothers, and you drop Pakistan, and you keep your mouth shut. And we know our government has been completely penetrated by any foreign government, any intelligence group, any private corporation that wants to get in there. It's called a free-for-all. We got us a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. We ought to go out playing a minute or so of Ted Nugent's free-for-all. But this isn't a fun free-for-all. We're having fun with a rock concert, so the girls are dancing around. This is a free-for-all with the communist Chinese, the Russians to a very lesser extent. I'm not defending the Russians. It's just, it's a fact. I mean, the Democrats had this country's legs up behind its ears for anybody that wanted to come in to have their way with it. And then they just point at the Russians because they've stumbled through the gang rape occasionally. The Chinese basically run this country. The Chinese communists. Then you got the EU bureaucrats, the big mega banks that have allied with China, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, openly admitting they have. You've got the Vatican and all its mega banking power that dwarfs Russia. Of course, it doesn't really want any part of the gang rape. It likes little kids, if you like that allegory. All of this is going on. And Hollywood is here in its America-hating garbage, attacking our families, attacking our values, attacking Christians. I mean, it is just a free-for-all of mercenaries, criminals, pedophiles, radical Islamicists infiltrating every facet of our government. Saudi princes buying up News Corp. The communist Chinese buying up controlling interest in all six major production companies, major studios in California. I remember like 6-7 years ago, I said the Arabs are buying control of Hollywood. I didn't say they own the whole thing. I said they're trying to buy it up. And it was a big joke on the internet. Oh, yeah, everybody knows, you know, who owns Hollywood. I was out in Hollywood, and folks were pointing out to me that the studios were being bought up by China and by Islamic groups. And now that's all over the news 7-8 years ago. I was just telling you what was being reported to me by people at the highest levels. But it's Hollywood and the globalist allied with communist China. It's like Lloyd Blankfein a month and a half ago during Infrastructure Week, when Trump was trying to focus on our infrastructure, how it's going from first world to third world very, very quickly. He said, oh, I just got back from China. Incredible. Best infrastructure ever. Boy, they know how to do it. We're moving our investments there. They're the place. Trump, ha ha, you're pathetic. How's your infrastructure week going? Taunting the president, betting against America, celebrating communist China's ascension. The dragon's century, built on slave labor, built on Foxconn slavery, built on Walmart slave goods and Amazon slave goods and Apple iPhone slave goods. But it's okay that Apple has the worst slave factories with their contractor, with suicide nets in the stairwells and roofs, and forced abortions and 18-hour workdays. It's okay because it's liberal. And as long as you're liberal, CNN, MSNBC, Trevor Noah, John Oliver, the anointed screenwriters, teleprompter readers. I mean, you realize that Stephen Colbert and John Oliver and all these people aren't real. They're little facsimiles that make certain hand gestures and certain facial gestures. They play a laugh track. They're so cheap, there aren't even real studio audiences most of the time. And when they are, they tell them when to applause with big signs that say applause, with a person out there telling them, raise their hands up. I've been on these shows. They bring in the studio audience of the types of folks that want to go to New York and L.A. and go see a live mainstream show. I mean, that might have been cool 30 years ago. It's super uncool. And you're sitting there looking at the people they bring in. A lot of them are homeless if they can't fill the bleachers. So you got some homeless guy who's drunk a fifth of scotch up there sitting in his own feces. Seriously. I've seen him remove homeless people that are crapping too much or urinating too much on the steps, on the bleachers. And they're in there like 50, 100 people, and they have big signs that say applause. But people won't applause when those are going, so they'll have some trendy out there with their hands going, come on, waving, come on, applause, applause. But more and more, they don't trust even those audiences, so they just have a laugh track going. And then they call us fake, guys that read off teleprompters, that 10, 20, 30, 40 writers. Some of these shows, like The Late Show, have over 100 writers. And they sit there poring over every single thing I do and I say to then twist it and to lie and to attack. Why? Because they know we've got their number. And they're so scared that we're going to break the news as it comes out that's going to put them to the bottom of the ocean politically. Because we've already torpedoed Hillary. And we've already torpedoed Obama. We've already torpedoed their carbon tax. We've already torpedoed their open borders. We've already torpedoed much of their operation thanks to you. And so they're in full panic mode and want to brand InfoWars as the scourge of the earth. So as soon as somebody sees something from InfoWars, they just don't even look at it out of hand. But that doesn't work because they're the scourge. And so the free-minded, open-minded, libertine, libertarian, patriot type, not even conservative or liberal, just pro-prosperity, pro-common sense, pro-Americana, you know, not North Korea-cana, not Venezuela-cana, not Soviet-cana, not fascist-cana, prosperity-cana, common sense-cana, don't want to blow your brains out-cana, enjoy life-cana, have a great outlook-cana, but no, we got to deal with the crisis of tyranny, Connor, of mental illness, Connor, of sabotage, Connor, because we want freedom, Connor, self-defense, Connor. But we produced the byproduct of a bunch of spoiled, rotten people running around doing whatever they want, bitching and complaining, because folks that really work hard have got so much success. And the ultra-rich know that the giant unwashed mass thinks the guy that has $100 more than them is rich. So they teach them you get ahead by pulling down the middle class when that's actually the stairway for them into success. But you dynamite that, well, now you've got an elite that always consolidates control over the mass. And I know you know that, but that's the big issue. That's the big key. That's the big secret of the social class warfare that they're cranking up. I mean, just look at this. Marie Claire Ryder Wines, Dunkirk movie, an excuse for men to celebrate maleness. I haven't gone and seen this movie yet because I've read books about Dunkirk, watched, you know, PBS shows about it. I know all about it. Here's the 60-second boil down. The Nazis go into Czechoslovakia. They go into Austria. They go into these other areas. They think that they're invincible. So they go ahead then and go into France. The French military completely gives up because they'd already been paid off beforehand to stand down. That's why they set up a dictatorship called the Vichy French out of the south of France, out of Vichy. +400,000 person force of Brits gets driven to the sea at Dunkirk. There's no evacuation force because they don't have a big enough British Navy to even be able to dock there. And for weeks, the Luftwaffe sits there and bombs them on the beach and strafes them and kills them. So a flotilla of citizens, free market, takes action and goes and saves them. Now, of course, 99% of the people were white. Maybe 1% was Indian, India. And so they've complained that there's no black people or no women because there weren't. It's like if you made a movie about the Roman Senate and Julius Caesar getting stabbed to death, there weren't any women stabbing him or any black guys stabbing him. It's like if you made a movie about some African tribe or some African king, it would be black people because, you know, black people are black, white people are white. Make a movie about Shogun or about Japanese samurais. Guess what? They're Japanese. But they write articles where I'm mentally ill, and they write them with a straight face. So it's called gaslighting, so someone reading it through peer pressure gives into the authority of the Salon article or the Mother Jones or the USA Today. Where it says, look at this hateful bigot. And then they quote me saying, I saw the Daily Mail article headline stating that a man had given birth to a baby for the first time, and I knew it would be a woman who thinks she's a man who'd had a baby. And then I read the article, and sure enough it was, because she was a woman, not a man. Men don't have babies. Males don't have babies in any major species. There are some fish and some other animals that in emergencies can flip sexes. They have both in there as an emergency backup. But not mammals. And that's just a fact. And they go, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's a nut. Now, you're hearing this thinking, well, that's mental illness. They know full well that it's a woman who thought she was a man. It's like if I self-identified as a rooster, or if I self-identified as a walrus, or I self-identified as Count Chocula, or if I self-identified as Bill Clinton. I'm not. I'm Alexander Jones from Texas, and I'm a man. And I got four children, and I got a wife. But see, in liberal land, they announced, I don't have my children, I don't have my children, even though I have my children the majority of the time. And I have my three-month-old baby all the time. Doesn't matter. They simulate I'm a failure. They simulate I've been destroyed. They simulate that we're no longer on the air. They simulate, just like with simulated friends on their Facebook bots, they simulate victory. But Trump coming in kind of short-circuited that, because Hillary, I mean, Newsweek told us that she was Madam President. She got elected. But see, I said that she didn't. But then when their great God of delusion, their matrix glitches out, they don't know what to do. Well, they responded by tripling down. They're howling and screaming and gnashing of teeth, but that's not going to work either.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to
Coming up, we have an incredible clip of Fareed Zakaria, a member of the Bilderberg Group, flipping out over why Trump won and spewing a bunch of race-based garbage. So that's all coming up. We have Putin retaliating with his sanctions back against the United States that I got to say are very, very measured compared to all the economic sanctions that we put Russia under. He just said, okay, you kicked out half our diplomats, we're kicking out half yours. And our media acted like that was another declaration of war. Russia is not in our business compared to any other major power, folks. Russia is promoting Christianity and free market politics and battling Orthodox Islam. That's why Hollywood and the globalists who are allied with radical Islam are against Russia, period. So that's all coming up. But back to the movie Dunkirk. Now they're whining, saying there's not enough women in it. And that's an excuse for men to celebrate maleness. See, now that they've created all this false narrative and false news and false reality, that false reality wants to demand territorially that nonfiction not exists. You understand? Every time in a culture people become delusional and mass mental illness starts spreading and the bedrock cultures removed that made the culture successful to begin with, the insanity always wages war with whatever's left that isn't insane. The allegory is of zombies. What do they not have? They don't have brains. They don't have consciousness. They don't have a soul. What do they want? Brains. All these are archetypes. And if something isn't accurate, it doesn't ring true to you. So that's why they do the same allegories over and over again in Hollywood. They've all written books on this. They weren't just doing this after Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces. They understand the archetypes. I've never consciously manipulated archetypes. I flow with the basic archetypes, and so I present things archetypally because I'm a primitive. I'm going with my instincts. I'm going with my guts. I'm going with who I am, my essence, with truth. That's why they call me in Hollywood and CNN and everything now, not a big evil liar, but a master genius and a master manipulator with cunning powers they've never seen. I mean, now they're telling you what they really think about me. But it's not cunning powers they've never seen. Trump is not playing fifth dimensional chess, I can tell you. He is literally assessing things with common sense analysis and then re-augmenting and changing when he thinks it needs to be done to try to make us prosperous. And it's grandiose, and sometimes it's a train wreck, but it's real. And that's why they hate us, because we're trying to create a prosperous economy. We're trying to turn the economy back on. We're trying to be positive, but also pointing out what's negative. By the way, they demonize us everywhere about the fact that we're funding ourselves. You know, if I sell $1 million of product, on average, half of that is the cost of the product. And it's hard to have close to 100 employees and all the crew and the IT staff and the licensing and everything else. But thanks to you, we're able to fund this operation. And that's why we're selling really high quality products everybody needs. But tomorrow, the free shipping will end. I said August 1st it was going, but I just got back out of town. We got new specials coming up later in the week. But the free shipping, we ran for the month of July. It's now August 1st. Those will end tomorrow. It will end tomorrow. And we've got the biggest specials ever. That's just because people love specials. I just keep having bigger and bigger specials. 66% off colloidal silver. 50% off the sleep aid knockout. 20% off brain force. 46% off Myco ZX. It's all got to end tomorrow anyways. I just talked to Tim Frugier, who's over that today. There's a bunch of these are on the verge of selling out. Infowarsstore.com, and you fund the operation while getting great products. Second hour straight ahead. Big guests as well. Spread the word. Be part of the rebellion. We're going to override their AI. We're winning. They know it. They're scared, and they should be.